What do you make of the delay on the vote and the Prime Minister's statement?
I expect most business people's reaction will be one of frustration because we were hoping for a certain amount of clarity about where the Brexit debate was going and the arrangements that would be in place on the date of Brexit. That's at the end of March, the 29th of March, because there's less than 110 days to go. And if it were to be a no-deal Brexit, then there's a lot of work that needs to be done to try to reduce the cost, reduce the impact and cope as best we can in what would be some very difficult trading and transport situation. We supported the withdrawal agreement simply because it gave us a way of avoiding the no-deal outcome. That is so bigger challenge for businesses that are exporting and importing to the European Union, that it was really important that MPs understand that the no deal is no option as far as we're concerned. If they want to find a different way forward on Brexit, but then that's up to them, that's a political decision. But what we as business representatives need to do is to be very clear that the costs and disruption to businesses and indeed to consumers and members of the general public, particularly in Kent, because of the congestion, would be a very, very high price to pay and one that would be best avoided completely. And that's what we've been doing for the past few days.
Is that what could still happen, those types of issues? A gridlock, perhaps, at Dover? 6 months' worth of disruption is recently reported by Kent County Council at Channel Ports.
We're very worried that those kind of conditions would prevail. The European Union has made it very clear that they would enforce the border controls, they would enforce the customs declarations. This would increase the time it takes for the ferries and the shuttle trains to move backwards and forwards between Dover and Calais, and of course all the other ports to and from the EU. Now, that's what they've said they would do, and business people in that situation have got to prepare for the worst case, and that's why these contingency plans, whether they be by business or by local authorities, or the government itself, will continue and have to continue to be made. Because there is still a chance, there is still a risk that we could be in this no-deal situation. I would say, though, that a lot of MPs, I think, have understood that no-deal is no option, as we've kept telling them. And I think because of that, they've had to start to think of other ways that they could take the Brexit debate forward. And that's why I think you're starting to hear talk about another referendum and so on, simply because I think we've been quite successful in getting MPs to understand that a no-deal Brexit is not something the country can afford.